You've just entered the Storyteller.net Amphitheater.
Amphitheater.
Good evening and welcome to Story Rise Goodyear. I'm Sean Bavala, and you deserve a round of applause for coming out tonight. Give yourselves one. Thank you. To the inaugural kickoff event of this association between our organization, the Small Tooth Dog Publishing Group, and the City of Goodyear Arts and Culture Commission and Parks and Rec and the library, the Maricopa County Library District, and other people who I may have forgotten in my list. Story Rise Goodyear is a combination of traditional storytelling and slam poetry, personal telling. That so you're going to hear a lot of different things here. Some of the things you will agree with, some of the things you will not, but in the interest of people being able to express their stories and their ideas, you may hear things that strike you as odd, or you may hear things that are right on target. I don't know if you've noticed it, but the logo for this set of Story Rise is the javelina, which is a hand-cut woodcut. And that is our kickoff, our animal, so to speak, our guide animal for this particular season and set. And I have a story for you. I'd like to tell you this evening the story of the three little javelinas. And the story is set in Superior, Arizona. Now, some of you are here tonight and don't know much about Arizona at all, but let me tell you something. If you got on Interstate 60 and drove that way for a while, you would eventually hit Superior. Some of you may even be from there. It's a small mining town that's in the midst of a desert area up there, and one of the oldest mining areas in Arizona. So this story this evening is set, there's the three little javelinas in Superior, Arizona. Now, you might already know the story that the one mama javelina had three sons. And she said to the sons, "Sons, you have grown up. It is time for you to go out into the world and seek your own fortune. Go, my three javelina sons, seek your fortune." And so they said goodbye to the mother, and they made their way out into the world. And they decided that the first thing that they needed to do was to build homes for themselves. The first little javelina, he sat on a hill and he watched a farmer come by. And in the back of the truck from the farmer, he had piles and piles of hay or straw. Which one is it? Which one's the dry one, the hay or the straw? See, you don't know either. I'm good shape, there it is, that's fantastic. What?
Hey. Straw.
Now I'm hearing both voices. Okay, it had that grassy stuff on the back. And the little javelina went to the farmer and said, "May I have some of that so that I can build my own home?" Farmer said, "Of course you can, little javelina. Farmers love javelinas." Some of you don't know that one either, okay. They don't. But he gave him some straw or hay. You can make your own call on that one, so that he could build a house. And that little javelina went and he built himself a house out of straw and grasses. But it wasn't much longer when along came the big bad coyote. And the coyote decided that he was starving and he could smell that smell of fresh javelina, which I have been told by some of the people that are here tonight that fresh javelina is delicious. I'm taking your word for it. I haven't done that yet. Yum. Thank you. And so the big bad coyote came and he pawed upon the door and he said, "I can smell you in there, little javelina. Just let me in, or I'll huff and I'll puff and I'll blow your house in." And the little javelina on the other side said, "No, I'm not going to let you in, not by the hair, this very hair on my chin." And so with that, the coyote began to huff and puff. And he blew down that house of straw or hay, because it was nebulous and nobody knew what it was. He blew it down, and then he ate that little pig. He was delicious. Now, the second little pig, he also wanted to build a home, and he waited on that very same hill until along came someone else farming, and there in the back of their truck, they had ocotillo branches, ocotillo leaves from the ugliest cactus known to mankind, ocotillos, those long, skinny things with the thorns. And so he went to him and he said, "Can I have some of that ugly cactus so that I can build my house of those?" And the farmer said, "Yes," because all farmers love javelinas, and he said, "Yes. Take what you need." And so that little javelina, he went and took some of those, and he took those and he built himself a house out of that. Well, it wasn't much longer. That coyote could smell all of that fresh javelina. So coyote made his way to the house, and he banged upon the door. Little pig, let me in. The little pig said, no, not by the hair of this very chin. The wolf said, then I will huff, and I will puff, and I will huff, and I will puff, and I will blow your house in. And with that, the coyote breathed in, and he began to huff, and he began to... Oh, good, you're paying attention. He began to huff, and he began to... And he blew down that house of Ocotillo branches, the ugliest cactus known to mankind, blew it down, and then he ate that other little javelina. Now, the third javelina, he was ready. He sat on that hill until he saw a truck come by filled with adobe bricks. And he stopped and he said, can I have some of those, driver of a truck with adobe bricks? And the driver said, sure, why not? They're made out of mud. Take some. And so that little javelina took some of those and he built himself a house. And the coyote could smell all of that happening, that next little pig. And so he went and he knocked on the door and he said, little pig, let me in. And the pig on the inside said, no, not by the hair of my chinny right here. Not going to do it. Then I shall huff and puff, and I shall huff and puff, and I shall huff and puff and blow your house in. Knock yourself out. And so the coyote began. He huffed and he... huffed, he huffed, and he huffed, and he huffed. And the house could not be blown down. The javelina said, how's it going out there? Let me in, I'm gonna eat you. No, not gonna happen, come back another time. So the coyote left. But a short time later, the coyote in Superior, Arizona, returned to the house of the javelina, and he knocked on that door. And the pig said, go ahead, blow it down. No, no, no. Little javelina, I know what's going to happen here. There is a prickly pear fruit fest in Superior. No, there is. Let's go there. I'll meet you there tomorrow at 4:00. Let's go there. And then we can gather prickly pear and we can share a meal together. The javelina thought about it. He knew what was going on. He said, okay, I'll meet you there at 4:00. That'd be great. So, the next day, the little javelina did go to the Prickly Pear Festival, but he went at 2:00. And when he was there at 2:00, he gathered up all the prickly pear fruits, and he took them back to his adobe house, and he ate them up. And at 4:00, when the coyote went to the Prickly Pear Festival, there were no prickly pears and no little javelinas. And this made the coyote mad, and so he went and he banged on that door, and he said, little javelina, let me in. No. You ate all of the prickly pears. What am I supposed to do? I know, they were delicious. Leave me alone. I'm gonna huff and puff and puff. And so he huffed, and he puffed, and he huffed, and he puffed, and he huffed. And he puffed, and he still couldn't blow the house down. Come back later. So the coyote left. Now, several months later, that coyote returned to the home of that little javelina, and he banged on the door. little javelina, let me in. No, we've been through this. No. He said, hey, I don't want to eat you. But I want you to know this, that in Superior, Arizona, there is an annual mining festival. It's a carnival. I am familiar. Well, I want you to come there. So tomorrow, why don't you come there tomorrow? Well, let's meet at 4:00 again. And that way I'll know that, you know, I can see you there. We can have all kinds of fun at the mining festival carnival thing in Superior, Arizona. The pig said, yeah, okay, I'll do that. And so the next day came. And that little javelina, he went to that festival, but he did it at 2:00. But this time the coyote was ready. The coyote went to the mining festival at 2:00. And that little javelina was so enamored by the festivities of the mining festival in Superior, Arizona, that he didn't even notice that the coyote had shown up. And when he turned around, there was that coyote coming down the road. He thought, oh no, this is not gonna be good. So he looked around and he saw that there was an empty mining cart. So that little javelina jumped in that mining cart, and he moved it around until it started to roll, and it started to roll down the hill to where that coyote was. And the only thing that the coyote saw coming was this mining cart, this runaway mining cart coming right at him. And he was like, woo, and ran out of the way. And that mining cart shot right past that coyote down the hill until it got to the door of the little javelina's adobe house. The door magically opened, because it's a fairy tale. The door magically opened. The cart went in, the door slammed. The coyote was angry, and he went to the house. Little javelina, let me in. Not by the hair of my chinny chin, right here on this chin. I'm not gonna huff, I'm not gonna puff, but I'm coming in. And with that, the coyote began to pace around the house, and eventually the coyote got to the top of the house and he saw the chimney there, and he started to make his way down the chimney. Now, the little javelina inside, he knew that this was going to happen. He knew that he was looking for an entrance, and so he took that mining cart, he put it in the fireplace, and then he filled that mining cart with water, and it started to boil. Yeah, it started to boil, and when that coyote came down that chimney, push, push. He was boiled alive. And he didn't eat that little javelina. That, my friends, is the story of the three little javelinas in Superior, Arizona. Thank you very much.
You've been listening to the Storyteller.net Amphitheater. All rights reserved. No part or whole may be reproduced in any manner for any reason without the express written permission of Storyteller.net.
So thank you for being with us tonight. Please check us out at StoryRise.com. We'll see you next month. Thanks for coming. Good night.